At 6:20, this is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. U.S. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos has been in class today in North Texas. She says she's impressed and inspired by changes made at Dade Middle School in the Dallas School District. Just a few years ago, it was considered the worst of more than 30 middle schools in Dallas ISD. The district attracted highly rated teachers and a respected principal to the school by paying them more. Today, Dade is considered one of the district's top middle schools.
Every time I'm able to visit and see and experience firsthand a school like this that has turned a corner and has done the hard work of change, to be able to share that broadly and say it is possible, that's really the beauty of visiting a wide variety of schools.
Before DeVos arrived at the school, protesters gathered outside. Retired Dallas educator Deborah Webb said DeVos favors publicly funded private school vouchers, and that will hurt public schools like Dade.
When we rob our public schools of funding, what we do is we open the gates to poverty, we open the gates to prison, and to the welfare system. Education is their key, and education is going to open the doors to their future.
Earlier in the day, DeVos was in Tarrant County visiting the Birdville School District's Center for Technology and Advanced Learning. The Dallas Opera has named a new CEO and general director. Ian Dare has been the general director of the Kentucky Opera in Louisville. He replaces Keith Cerny, who resigned as CEO in December. Cerny's now running the Calgary Opera in Canada. The 43-year-old Dare had previously worked at Dallas Opera for 2 years as artistic administrator, so he knew both Cerny and current music director Emmanuel Vion. Dare is an SMU grad who's done practically everything in opera, from singer to general director, for companies like the Santa Fe Opera, Chicago's Lyric Opera, and the New York City Opera.
Why would I take this job? I mean, this company has a very long and rich history of artistic excellence, but for me personally, it also has a very long history, too. And I know very well the quality of the staff, so it is really a welcome opportunity to be able to be back here with people that I really, really respect and admire.
Dare starts with the Dallas Opera in July. Journalist Jorge Ramos made headlines during the 2016 presidential election after he was kicked out of a Trump press conference. And while he was eventually let back in, Ramos believes that moment represents the challenges of life as an immigrant in America. Today on Think, he talked with Chris Boyd about why he often feels like a stranger in the country he calls home.
Can you imagine living in this country for 35 years to have both my kids being born here, having developed a professional career as a journalist with no problem, and then suddenly having a politician, a candidate who eventually became the president of the United States, telling you, go back to Univision, which he really meant, go back to Mexico. And one of his supporters outside the press conference where I was ejected telling me, get out of my country. If you follow some of my social media on Twitter, on Facebook, or Instagram, you'll find that recently there's a campaign to get me out of the United States. I was doing an interview in Spanish a couple of weeks ago in which I said that I constantly think about Mexico and my family and my friends in Mexico. But somebody misreported that, saying that I was planning to go back to Mexico, and now there's a campaign, a Fund Me campaign, in which there's a lot of people who want me out of this country. And that's precisely why I feel like a stranger.
Jorge Ramos's new book is called Stranger, The Challenge of a Latino Immigrant in the Trump Era. This episode of Think Rears tonight at 10, and you can subscribe to the podcast at think.kera.org. Mexico launched a 3-month presidential campaign this week, and North Texans have more Mexican citizens eligible to vote there than anywhere else in the U.S. except Los Angeles. Alfredo Cochado is the border of Mexico correspondent for the Dallas Morning News. He says interest among Mexican citizens in Texas has caught the presidential candidates by surprise.
The last numbers we had was more than 600,000 people nationwide had registered to vote. In the United States, more than 60,000 of them just in the Dallas area and in North Texas, which is a huge number. I mean, I think if it is a close election, as it was in 2006, that means that Mexican voters abroad will have a huge, huge say-so.
Hear more from Alfredo Cochado tomorrow morning at 8:20 during Morning Edition. Museums are looking for ways to get diverse audiences in the door and make new visitors feel comfortable. But painter Arnaldo Hurtado has another idea. In this week's Artist Spotlight, ArtSeek's Hadi Mawagdi jumps into a mobile art gallery aimed at bringing art to the people.
Arnaldo Hurtado is a man on the move. And he gets around in a big white truck.
Yeah, so we're riding around in it, and it's a refurbished ice cream truck that, before that, it used to be a mail truck, mail carrier, FedEx type.
Instead of ice cream or packages, today Hurtado's truck is filled with his paintings.
I got it in Pensacola, Florida, found it on Craigslist, went and picked it up, and have slowly turned it into a mobile art experience. Just take it to random corners of the city and open it up and share the art with people. It's my art.
He calls the thing his Art Scream truck. Inside, massive paintings and colorful tapestries hang on the walls, and lights dangle from the roof. He places prints, tiny watercolor paintings, and even little sculptures on small tables.
I was classically trained. I did portraits at an early age and landscapes, Texas landscapes with blue bonnets and all that stuff. But there came a point where, you know, I was like, I'm done with landscapes.
The 29-year-old Fort Worth native graduated from the painting and drawing program at the University of North Texas. But he's switched gears.
And now I'm doing surreal work. So surreal landscapes, surreal creatures, things that I create. So hybrid, sort of embryonic fruits. But I do a lot of everything. You know, I don't limit myself.
Hurtado's evolved from a visual artist to an activist. Or better said, a social practice artist. See, at first, the Arts Cream truck was just a way for Hurtado to show and sell his work. He felt constricted by the gallery scene. Then he took the truck to a Latino neighborhood in Austin. And the reaction made him see the truck differently.
They came up to the truck and they were curious and they asked me in Spanish, like, what's going on? What is this? I was like, it's my mobile art truck. And they'd never seen anything like it. So I told them I was part of the East Austin Studio Tour and they didn't know what that was.
Those people had lived in the neighborhood for years, and the studio tour had been happening for years, but there was no interaction.
They weren't being reached.
That disconnect reminded him of home. Hurtado grew up in Fort Worth's north side, in a working-class neighborhood of mostly Spanish-speaking families. His street, Northwest 27th, had issues.
There was a house right next to us that was having fights all the time, these piles of couches and trash. All around, feces, people living in tents in the front. I mean, it was ridiculous. It was out of control.
So 3 years ago, Hurtado began knocking on doors and talking to people. He realized others saw the same problems.
And I was like, so why are we not talking about this? You know, why aren't we reaching out to each other?
He started Comunidad 27, a group of neighbors who plant trees, throw potlucks for the Fort Worth Police Department, and host Latin Christmas festivals. Now, Hurtado says it's time to make the North Side a cultural destination.
You know, it's like, hey, we can do this too. If we're not going to get funding or backing from the city to do this, we're going to do it ourselves because we have that kind of power.
The Arts Cream truck was phase one. Phase two is a mural project called Convivio, Murals of Community and Inclusion. Hurtado's convinced local businesses to fork over wall space. And he's finding neighborhood talent, too.
So the point is to really get the community involved and invested in their own community by participating in the murals.
Hurtado wants to turn the North Side into an outdoor gallery, which shows off the talents of his neighbors.
You want to check out some art?
Thanks.
Yeah.
He knows the region's finest art museums are just a few miles away.
Behind you have some watercolors that I'm working on.
Cool.
But he believes there's room for more than one cultural district in Fort Worth.
If you are interested at all in seeing where I'm going to show up next, I can give you a business card. You can put your name on here.
Oh, yeah. We recognize your stuff from the Arts Goggle.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Did you see this one?
Hadi Mawagdi, KERA News.
Arnaldo Hurtado and the Arts Cream Trunk will be at the opening of Fort Worth's new cultural space, Manana Land, on Saturday. Head to artandseek.org for more info. Mostly cloudy skies in store for us later tonight. There's a 20% chance for showers with a low around 64. And tomorrow, cloudy, a 30% chance for storms with a high near 81. It's 6:30. This is KERA News.